From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. High waves and rain are pounding the U.S. coastline as Ivan looms over the Gulf of Mexico. The hurricane is expected to crash into shore overnight. The National Hurricane Center says it will be a Category 3 storm or higher when it hits. Top winds today have been around 135 miles per hour. That's Category 4.
Ivan appears to be heading for the Alabama coast, but its violent effects will be felt for hundreds of miles around. Hurricane warnings and evacuation orders have been posted from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. Some cities, including New Orleans, issued early afternoon curfews, and normally busy streets are now deserted. Hundreds of thousands of people have headed north for higher ground. We'll hear from several spots along the Gulf in this segment of the program. We turn first to NPR's Debbie Elliott in Mobile, Alabama.
The reality set in for Alabama coastal residents early yesterday when police officers with loudspeakers rode through neighborhoods telling people to get out.
This is Orange Beach Police Department. We're under a mandatory evacuation at this time. Mandatory evacuation.
By the end of the day, the city of Orange Beach was like a ghost town. The only vehicles in the normally bustling Winn-Dixie parking lot were two pickup trucks loaded with big ice freezers that normally sit outside the grocery store. Wayne Hamill with Morgan's Ice Company said otherwise they would wash away in the storm.
Because of the storm surge and the winds and stuff will blow them away, they'll be gone and stuff. Because, I mean, you're not, what, 600 yards from the Gulf, and your storm surge is going to be pretty good, so it'll take these out, they'll be gone.
The stores behind him are all boarded up, and so are most homes in the region.
I don't know. We've been here since, what, 83, Dad? Yep, since 83. And this time, I think we're going to see one. I really do. I think we're going to get this one.
At the Terry Cove Harbor subdivision, Sandy and John Lasser and his father, Larry, were putting plywood over their windows and stocking up on water. A hose is pouring water into their motorboat on a trailer in their garage.
This is what we're doing. We're just filling up the boat. You plug it up, fill it up, and this way we have water either to flush our toilets or even just to wash our hair. I mean, because water is a very pricey commodity there during a storm.
They'd like to stay in their brick home despite the mandatory evacuation order in Orange Beach. Sandy Lasser says they thought about going to Mobile or maybe New Orleans.
We could, but if the storm's going to come right in the middle, it could actually put you in a worse position. So I don't, you know, it's a hard decision. It's a really hard decision, but we'll be fine.
She says the biggest thing that scares her is how big the storm is and how long it's likely to bear down on the coast, 24 hours or more.
It's big. Everyone on the Gulf Coast is going to feel it somehow or another. There's no doubt about it. It's just a matter of who's going to get the worst part of it. And I'm hoping it's not us. And I'm hoping it's not Mobile.
Shelters in Mobile are full today. And last night, the emergency room at Providence Hospital was filling up as patients nervously watched the storm's progress on local TV. Outside, Lisa Crabtree of nearby Criolla was taking a smoke break. She brought her 17-year-old daughter, Christina, here in labor. Now they'll have to ride out Hurricane Ivan at the hospital.
It's scary, especially with all these windows. It's scary. It's my very first hurricane. I've never experienced one. We've always left and went north, but with her being as close in as she was, her doctor told us that we couldn't travel with her, that we'd have to stay here in Mobile.
The hospital is prepared to shelter all of its 200 patients, plus families of staff, says spokesman Michael King.
A hospital's like a small city, so we've got to make sure that we've got food and water and utilities and, of course, staff to take care of our patients. So we brought in 300 gallons of bottled water today. We've got generators to provide power to our critical equipment. We are boarding up just like you would with your own home.
King says hospital beds will be moved away from rooms with windows and into safer hallways. That's where Lisa Crabtree's family will be hunkered down with their new baby boy. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Mobile.